What a glorious evening. I am really moved by the invitation that we get to be ourselves and the beautiful way that certain smile, that certain neuron firing, you know, that certain piece of fruit. I don't think I covered all the bases, but I got some of them. I'm aware of some of what has been brought regarding the ways in which we have stopped being our radiant selves. I did this exercise in an event here many years ago, and I just saw it was on Facebook, but it was the exercise about oppression or privilege. On Facebook it was called privilege, but when I did it, it was talking about oppression. And we were all in a line, and the person would have you take a step forward or backward depending on whether it was a yes or no answer. And for example, have you ever been mocked for being poor? Take a step back. Have you ever been given attention because of your sexuality? Take a step back. Have you ever gone to college and never had to think about it? Think about paying for it. Take a step forward. And, you know, I was one of those people that had a lot of the ones where it ended up being a lot of oppression, feeling poor, feeling sexual at a young age. There's so many. We all have them. But what it brought to my mind is the limitation of how my glory comes through when I believed all those things back along the way. And we did believe them, because when someone... I remember going to, in elementary school, so proud of the fact that I made, sewed my this dress. Because back when I went to school, y'all got new clothes for school, but everybody else bought them, and we made them. And I was so proud, and I walked in, and someone said, "Nice green sack, Jane." On the first day of school, and I had made this dress, and I loved it. It was green corduroy. I still remember it. I never wanted to wear it again. But it was one of those... Those are the big ones where you're standing in pride of something you've just done, having glory in it, and someone... Those are when the biggest wounds happen to us, when we think we're doing something wonderful. I remember back reporting, thinking I was being a very good girl, reporting... This is back along the way when... I won't go into the details. But I was telling someone information, like, I'm coming to dinner, so just in case you're keeping track. And they said, "You know, you're wasting my time. I mean, you're one person, it doesn't really matter." And it was expected that I would do that so that I wouldn't be imposing on the kitchen. And so here I was being kind and thoughtful, and the person just did this, it was just hurtful. And it was a break in my own heart. But the only reason I'm sharing it is those things have happened to everybody in this room. Especially when you think you're shining and someone then tears at you. There is a way in which your glory ends up being dimmed because you don't want that to happen again. You really feel like being your glorious self is risky. Because you might not fit in, you might actually offend somebody. And there is this powerful place that all the speakers have brought of a trustworthy orientation. Because when somebody was just, I can't remember who was talking about ways in which we think we're supposed to be and how other people think we're supposed to be. Like, I have this experience that when you're friends with somebody, you work it out. And when that friend has a different reality of when it gets tough, I just leave. Those are big time differences, but it is the thing of like, I love you a lot and I'm going to be available to work it out. And when someone doesn't want to do it, you start thinking, I must love wrong. Or something must be wrong with me that I'm not worth the effort. And anybody else have that experience? Thank you. Thank you. It's like I'm not the only one who feels inadequate in the loving and friendship reality. But it is. I know there's all kinds of books about how to do it better, and I know we have circles of how to learn how to communicate with each other. But there are things where just being yourself feels risky. And The idea of following someone else's glory is so much safer. Like, I'll be with the shiny ones. I'll just be with them and be smiling because they're so great. And I'm part of their crowd. I'm part of the people who love them. Aren't you? You're all part of this wonderful group of people. I don't have to do anything, just be around them. How unfulfilling. We live in a highly technological world where people are learning more and more how to use technology, how to do things in the way it will work financially and a way in which you will be effective in the world. So, you know, how to market, how to get your name out there. So this morning on my walk, one of these was on everybody's driveway. It is a flyer with a rock and a rubber band. So this is someone's version of advertising. They're throwing them in everybody's driveway. And I thought, it's... $99 to have your drain cleaned.
In case the rock gets stuck in it.
This person believes this in this reality. I mean, and I'm not saying this to mock them. I'm just saying, if you want to talk about different realities coexisting, this is a rock, a rubber band, and a flyer. Marketing.
Very effective. Your marketing dollar.
Well, I have to say, I picked up one, and I thought, well, it's on, maybe the first one I saw on my walk, I thought, well, maybe it's the guy who lives there was carrying it so he didn't forget something. You know, like, oh, I'm supposed to call the drain guy. And then I noticed them on everybody's. And then when I got to my house and there was one in my driveway, I thought, this is really significant at some level. So I thought, thought I would bring it. Maybe not. Maybe not.
It's very creative.
Well, it's creative, but it does reflect the... someone's thinking at a level and a way that's very different than me. And somebody who has a lot of rubber bands and rocks and a lot of time on their hands or a lot of kids, then they can get them to do it. There are ways in which we're doing that in our world where we're approaching it from a way that nobody else understands or is outdated according to everybody else, but it is the way in which we think we will be effective. I really am not doing this to mock this person as much as to say, wow, the different ways that are out there of people thinking and putting themselves out there, how open am I to the revelation of glory through a human being that's different than the way it comes through me? Can I stay present, radiantly loving, when I don't necessarily understand the pattern that the glory is coming through? So if I listed all the things that I felt oppressed about in my life, would it be easier then for you to listen to me and say, well, that's why she is the way she is? Forget about it. I mean, I couldn't list them all, and neither could you. It's kind of silly to think about how many ways we have been educated to be a certain way. Did you have siblings? That makes a big difference. Did you share a bedroom? That makes a big difference. I have slept in the same bed with my sister till I was 20 years old. But everybody in my neighborhood did that. I mean, that's just the way it was. Everybody had a double bed for two kids in a room. Bunk beds was like high class. And I know that, see, now you know why I am the way I am. But, I mean, and you might think, well, that's really, now it's considered child abuse. It is, like, to have two people, like, the potential for sexual exchange. I'm serious. I am serious. There are people who, you can't adopt a child unless they can have their own room in their own bed. That's just the reality of the world right now. Even though they might finally get to be in a home, that's just the way it is. This is the opportunity for victory. to not live in the anxiety of the future and not live in the grief of the past, but be in the radiant presence where you're going to bring yourself knowing not everybody's going to get it, and but there was that certain smile. There's that certain vibration that is speaking in tongues. The language of love is speaking in tongues to everybody. And something magical will happen when you just present yourself and throw a few rocks on people's driveway. So thank you all. I really do appreciate the diversity, the passion, and the accuracy of the words spoken tonight. So thank you very much. And sleep well.